This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, the federal government today has banned more than a dozen chemicals that have been used in antibacterial soaps, saying the manufacturers failed to show that they are safe and kill germs. According to Dr. Janet Woodcock from the FDA's drug center, she's a drug center director, says we have no scientific evidence that they are any better than plain soap and water. Friday's decision primarily targets two once ubiquitous ingredients, the triclosan and the triclocarbon. And some limited animal research suggests this can interfere with hormone levels and spur drug-resistant bacteria. They say the chemicals have long been under scrutiny, and the cleaning industry spokesman said most companies have already removed the now banned 19 chemicals from their soaps and washes. So the FDA said it will allow companies more time to provide data on three other chemicals, which are still in the majority of products sold today. So that must stink. Here you are, you know, manufacturing a product, selling a product, and then all of a sudden get an FDA ruling saying, no, sorry, it has, you know, you have to take it out or you have to change all your labels. That's got to stink. So, guys, expect soap products to go up in price. That's what happens. The agency told manufacturers nearly 3 years ago that they must show that their products are safe and effective. I remember that. Regulators said, I remember it like it was just yesterday. Regulators said Friday the data submitted for the chemicals did not meet federal standards for proving safety and effectiveness. So consumers may think antibacterial washers are more effective at preventing the spread of germs, and in fact some data, and there goes my computer. Well, I can't read his quote, so I apologize. And so I want to read his quote. They say some data suggests that antibacterial ingredients may do more harm than good over the long term. There's been some flirtations that they may cause cancer. There's been a lot of discussion on them creating more multiple drug-resistant bugs. So it's a concern. So the FDA ban comes more than 40 years after Congress asked the agency to evaluate triclosan and dozens of other antiseptic ingredients. Ultimately, the government agreed to publish its findings only after a three-year battle with the environmental group, the Natural Resources Defense Council. Now, they accused the FDA of delaying a decision on the safety of triclosan. So the group cited research by the CDC and found triclosan in the urine of three-quarters of Americans tested for various chemicals. So the FDA is now undertaking a sweeping reevaluation of soaps and washes used, and the American Cleaning Institute is weighing in. They are a cleaning chemical association. They disputed the findings by the FDA and said the FDA already has in its hand data that show the safety and efficacy of antibacterial soaps. So the group spokesman said companies are planning to submit data on three chemicals also being used. Now, these are the benzalkonium chloride, the benzethonium chloride, and the chloroxyxylenol. The FDA delayed making a decision on those chemicals for a year. Now, the FDA decision will not apply to hand sanitizers, but most of the hand sanitizers have started to move over to alcohol rather than using the antibacterial chemicals. So, it's interesting because, you know, we forget how much crap we are being exposed to. You know, simple soap and water works. And people will say, well, it doesn't work because we have superbugs. So what we need is something that helps fight the superbugs. So we need to bring in the big guns. You know, just like with antibiotics, you know, sometimes you need to just go back to the basics. I mean, look at that article that came out yesterday talking about how yoga, acupuncture, Tai Chi, massage does help with back pain. Using ancient, remedies and, modalities to treat is something we just forget. We have to go, okay, well, it's new and improved. Let's just go back to the basics, just like with food. Okay, well, now we get our food fast. Now we get our food more tastier. Now we get our food fat-free. Remember there was a study talking about butter and eggs? They may not be that bad if you actually eat them back in the old farm style form. When you eat farm fresh food, okay, that hasn't been messed with and processed, etc., it's better for you. And the problem is we are going to get to a point where it's a point of no return. It's going to be harder to treat bacterial infections without antibiotics. I remember being taught years ago in school that technically not all ear infections need to be treated. Some of these ear infections will go away on their own. But all of a sudden, there was more and more liability. And if the eardrum burst or if somebody lost their hearing, they could get sued. So now every time we see an ear infection, we give antibiotics. We don't want to mess around. Anytime we see strep, because we know it could affect the heart, we give antibiotics. We don't want to mess around. And so now with all these super bugs, you think, the average family is going to say, well, let's just do soap and water. No, I see these parents. They antibacterial all over the kid. And I'm worried about sunscreen. I'm really worried about some of these sunscreen products. I see these babies, and here's mom lathering them up with sunscreen that has chemicals in them, and the little baby's pores are absorbing this. You wonder, and again, I'm afraid of cancer just like everybody else. I'm scared of melanoma, squamous cell, I don't want us getting skin cancer, but how do we know that there's not going to be a recall years from now going, guys, these chemicals and sunscreens were bad? In fact, there were discussions and studies talking about how some of these sunscreens can actually make matters worse because they could cause more free radical damage. As it could enhance the sunlight on some of the cells. So pretty scary stuff. So, I think what we need to do is try to reintroduce the basics over and over again. Rather than eating dietetic food, just go out and walk. It's crazy. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Samuel writes, I got this a couple days ago. He goes, you're talking about tranquilizers and pain pills. And so we were talking about how not to mix the two. He says, why are so many people on tranquilizers? Anti-anxiety medication use is at an all-time high, he writes. It's society's fault. We're so worried about being PC or what people think that we can't perform. Let's fix society, he says, and we fix our overdose problem. You know, it's interesting. I think obviously it goes hand in hand. I don't know how in the world we go back and we try to fix that. You know, I mean, in the olden days, I think there were pressures. I mean, if you slept in and you missed work, you just got fired and then you couldn't feed your family. And so it was, I mean, you know, nowadays, I think there's less pressure because, okay, well, you have sick leave, you have personal time, there's people that have stress days. That blows my mind that now there's something called a stress day. I would be scared to death to tell a boss that I need to take off work for a stress day. You know, I mean, the last thing I want is somebody to think that I'm overly stressed and, you know, the job is too much for me such that I have to take off work. You know, I mean, I want, you know, employers need to know that, you know, you can handle the job. Employers want to know that you can, that you are, you know, fit for duty, so to speak, and that they could count on you. And so, you know, I would have never thought, you know, in my lifetime that you would have an opportunity and a safety net to say, look, I need a stress day. You know, it's too much. And, you know, I even had employees when I had my office where they said, look, I need to, you know, and when they said they need a stress day, I gave it to them. But then I was like, well, what, what's wrong? Now, on one hand, it's good because then you have the conversation, what's wrong? You know, is it the hours? I mean, I know you have a 6-hour shift. Is 6 hours too much? Do you want to go to 4 hours? You know, I mean, what's good about that is at least you have the conversation. So you have the conversation of, you know, is the job too difficult? So that's good. But, you know, on the other hand, it's, wait a second here. I, if you're stressed with this, you know, then how much more can you handle? And so, I think employers do need to have that conversation, but it's something I would personally never admit to because I just want, you know, I want everybody to know that, you know, they hired the right person. You know, it's kind of like, remember with Ghostbusters where, you know, they were ready to take on that woman who was supposed to be a god that looked like Pat Benatar. And this is the original Ghostbusters. And she said, are you a god? And he said, no, you know, he was honest. And then, you know, she goes after him. And then Bill Murray goes, or whoever said, next time anybody asks if you're a god, say yes. Or was it Eddie? I forget. So, you know, you say yes. And so, you know, I learned right away that you say yes, you know, I'm going to do the job and then you make it work. But if you sit there and tell your boss, well, I don't know if I can do this and I don't know if you can do this, I don't know if I can do, you know, they're going to, people need things done. So, you know, on the other end, I just see it easier. There's sick leave, there's family medical leave, there's maternity leave, to me it seems easier. But it's interesting, I found this article here of the 20 most awkward social situations. This comes out of Daily Mail. And I go, and I guess these are things that make people kind of nervous, make people antsy. All right, so it's an interesting list, okay? So number one was greeting somebody who used to be in a relationship with your partner. So meeting somebody who had dated or slept with your, you know, that's a very awkward situation, social situation. I mean, I guess that didn't exist, you know, centuries ago when you would just wait till you were married. Then you never run into an ex-lover or they don't run into an ex-lover. But anyway, greeting a new business contact could be anxiety producing. And we're talking about this in terms of, you know, why are so many people on anxiety medications? Meeting your partner's parents for the first time. I was scared to death to meet my in-laws. Scared to death. It went very well. Although I remember I had a pimple. I remember I broke out and that made me very self-conscious. Going on a first date is always kind of awkward and makes you a little nervous. Talking to somebody you find attractive. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I had a conversation with Bruce Boxleitner, if you remember, from the 80s, you know, tall, blonde, still handsome as heck. And I'm on the phone with him, and I'm like, please don't be nervous, you know. So, yeah, it does happen. That's only on the phone. Imagine face-to-face, I'd be like, that. Bumping into somebody you previously had a confrontation with. Well, I've done that so many times, because, you know, I'm pretty confrontational, you know. And so I'll just, you know, bump into somebody and go, I'm like, hi, how's it going? You know, and you see the relief because they're like, okay, she's going to rip me a new one. I'm like, nah, you know, you didn't take your pain, you didn't take your blood pressure medicine, you didn't pay your copay, not a big deal. You know, I don't have to rip you a new one now. So I'm not that worried about that. I could confront anybody. That's fine. Meeting up with somebody you met online, that's got to be scary. I've never done that. I've never, because I've been married the whole time since online dating started, but if I had to online date, I would be scared to death. Getting a room full of people in a business situation. Getting a room full of people in a social situation. Yeah, you know, I do get nervous still. Like when I speak at, let's say, you know, the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians, or when I speak to other people who are my peers, I'm very nervous. Because, you know, I always worry that other doctors are going to be like, why is she on the radio? Okay, I know the grades she got in medical school. And I go, this has nothing to do with my grades in medical school. I could be on the radio even if I wasn't a straight A medical student. By the way, I was like straight A's all through school. It was medical school where things started to take a little bit of a turn. So, you know, because now you're with everybody smart. I mean, everybody now, you know, is an overachiever. And now you're not standing out as much, you know. But I still did. I stood out in my own way. Maybe not with grades, but I stood out in my own way. Okay, so let's see here. Bumping into somebody you knew reasonably well in the street. Well, no. Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. Bumping into somebody you previously had a relationship with, meeting your idol or a celebrity. Oh, I always get stupid. Oh, I always get stupid whenever I meet a celebrity, especially when they're good looking. That's a problem. Being interviewed for a new role or job, dancing with someone, a first kiss, standing up to someone you disagree with, receiving a compliment from someone could be actually anxiety producing. Being told by someone you have something on your face or teeth. Oh, I hate that. That's so awkward. Oh, I hate that. I'm like, I'm saving that chive for later. Introduce someone when you've forgotten their name. I forget people's names all the time. I remember your face. I'll remember what you ate when I saw you last. I will not remember your name. I cannot remember names. I don't know why. Having to stand in somebody's personal space when you're on a packed train or bus. Yeah, the hard part I have is when I'm on the subway and there's a guy sitting there and I'm basically standing right over him. You know, and all he could do is either stare at my butt or stare at my front. And, you know, he's trying to look the other way. I'm trying to, you know, yeah, it is. It's okay. So this is society. All right. So these are awkward. So doesn't mean you got to medicate. Doesn't mean, you know, your medication is not going to change your environment. Now, I think I think the big problem we have is, you know, a lot of us, we can't sleep. I would say the biggest reason we have a big tranquilizer problem is many people are taking it for sleep issues. And so here we are when we used to be able to fall asleep. I mean, our bodies are designed to fall asleep. You know, our bodies know exactly how to fall asleep. You will fall asleep. You will not just go for days without sleep. You will fall asleep, but we screw it up. We screw our sleep cycle up because we're staring at our phones. We're staring at our computers. Some of you listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. That really screws you up. You know, and I'm not saying not to. You know, I don't mind if you guys lose sleep over my show, but just don't listen to any other show. Anyway, okay, that's neither here nor there. But, many of us, we completely mess up a good system. So now here you are. You're, you know, trying to fall asleep, and you had just looked at, Facebook, or you just tweeted, and then you stimulated your brain, because it's all communication. So when you stimulate your brain to communicate, and when you stimulate your brain to have to click buttons and be dexterous. See, I can't even stimulate that part of the brain. I don't even know how to pronounce it. And so you know, unfortunately, you can't unwind. So I say the big problem we have is the lack of being able to unwind, and that is our fault. That's society's fault. You know how many texts and emails I got last night when I was trying to go to sleep, and I went to bed at midnight. I go to bed at midnight, and nobody left me alone. My phone, nobody left me alone. And I'm like, guys, I'm trying to sleep. Leave me alone. Didn't happen. And then the stupid cat. Oh, that cat is so stupid. Oh, she wakes me up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
Do you ever
ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Walmart says it is cutting 7,000 store jobs in the accounting and invoicing back office. 7,000 jobs are to be cut. Walmart spokeswoman Deisha Barnett said the company will now cut back office workers in all of its approximately 4,600 stores over the next several months. The announcement, they said, made no impact on their stock price, which opened at $71.57 Thursday and was up by $1.28 Thursday afternoon. I know. I remember I told you one of my friends was investing in it about 20 some years ago, and you know he goes, I don't know. There's this company that looks like it's starting to do good, even though the company's been around for decades. You know, and I was like, well, that's the stupid name, Walmart, really? And he's like, yeah, it looks like they're doing good, so I'm going to invest. And gosh, I'm the idiot. I'm just not good when it comes to stocks or, you know. So the retailer employs right now 1.5 million people in the United States. So this is still a drop in the bucket. Barnett said the move is part of Walmart's efforts to have more employees on the sales floor. And the retailer is offering affected workers consumer-facing positions in stores. In June, Walmart, the country's largest private sector employer, said it would cut back office jobs in 100 stores. And if it was satisfied with the changes, it would roll it out to other stores. See, so if I worked there, I would make it look like so unsatisfying, right? You know, okay, you just fired my friend. You just fired somebody else. We are going to make this so unsatisfying so you see how much it didn't work. That's got to be hard. You know, remember I told you one big shocker with the recession was, you know, the people that lost their jobs were actually some of the best people at the firm. Or, you know, in the hospital, or some of the best people. And the reason why is they were making the most money. So you saw nurses who were 20-year veterans at that place of work lose their job instantaneously because, you know, the employers could hire two or three MAs for a heck of a lot cheaper. And so, you know, you're doing a good job all those years and getting promoted and, you know, advancing and moving up to a higher position and moving on up and moving on up and moving on up just unfortunately made you the biggest target when it was the time during a recession. And the people who got the jobs are the ones saying, yeah, I'll work for $7 an hour. And so that was really frightening. So here you are, you're losing your coworker. And this doesn't have to do with, you know, Walmart. This could be with anything. You lose your coworker. You're like, well, do we want to teach him that that was a bad idea and teach him a lesson and show that nothing gets done? Or am I going to lose my job because I'm not doing a good job? And should I just do the best job I can so I don't lose the job? You know, and that was a problem, you know, people had with the recession. They were like, you know, I want to show the boss that we are understaffed, that we are working at a skeleton crew, but he'll just say, fine, I'll hire somebody who wants a job. That's what's so scary about unemployment. And you know, I watch very closely what happens with these big retailers because, you know, we're anticipating a huge depression as we, you know, and we've talked about why. You know, these retailers are, you know, competing with the internet. It's amazing how things cycle where small companies for years until recently could not compete. Small companies could never compete with the big stores. So all those boutique shops of the 40s, 50s, 60s, even though there were department stores, but many of the boutique shops basically got squashed by these big companies coming in. And so, you know, if you had an electronic, you know, Best Buy had more of a chance of getting your business because they had the big signage, they had the big store, they could promote the bigger sales. And here you are, a little baby Radio Shack in a small area in the mall, not being able to compete. Well, all of a sudden the internet comes and you have these companies that, you know, a lot of these people, they are just working out of their house. They are selling this stuff out of their garage. And you have no idea because they are able to now compete with Best Buy on the internet. That's a good thing and a bad thing. So, you know, it's a bad thing because for us in the economy, if these big, huge Walmart, Best Buy, these big, huge companies can't pay their rent or their commercial real estate, that whole corner of that commercial real estate gets unrented. That's a big problem. And then with that, you start to have to, you know, a glut and et cetera. And so, you know, you want these big companies to do well because that's what's helping drive the commercial. And in fact, the surge of these big companies is what made a lot of the economy boom in the early 2000s. And the internet has been at racing increasing speed, allowing smaller companies to compete, which is great for us smaller companies, but bad in terms of now people have other choices, and so the big companies could be going down. And if the big companies employ thousands and thousands of our citizens in our city and state, now they're losing jobs. So you see, it all affects us. It all comes around. In June, Walmart had said it was going to cut jobs in hundreds of stores. Recently, the retailer launched a new system for scheduling workers at 650 stores in an effort to improve staffing. And Walmart has also committed to investing $2.7 billion in programs that involve training its workforce and a series of wage hikes that took the minimum hourly pay for store workers to $10 an hour early this year. Yeah, remember I said how smart Walmart was? Walmart knew that the minimum wage was going to be going up eventually. So before they were forced to increase their wages, they made a statement that they were going to, you know, raise everybody's wage, which was great, and we applauded it, but very, very smart and very, very strategic. But with that, yeah, they raised the wage, but now they have to cut jobs. And you notice you get applauded for raising the wage, but you really don't get a lot of, you know, slack for, you know, for cutting jobs. And so basically that's how you transfer the money. It's all money transfer. So the eliminated back office jobs are going to be the higher paid hourly workers who manage tasks like the individual store's daily cash flow or process claims from manufacturers delivering goods to the stores. And get this. Starting next year, those jobs are going to be automated and handled by a central office, according to the retailer. So here's automation, the second part of what's going to cause more and more job loss kicking in. The new roles for employees could include working in the online pickup or grocery departments or being fired. A Walmart spokesman told Business Insider, some will see higher pay, some may see a slight decrease. So, I mean, we'll see. I watch Walmart because Walmart is still one of the most successful retail stores out there and grocers. I go there for groceries. I go there for everything. Toilet paper. I go there for gifts. Expect, though, to see a bump in hiring for Christmas. But back office, higher pay, and they could automate things. And so more and more things are going to be automated, and it's, yeah, it's scary stuff. You guys will probably see a bump in hiring for holidays very, very soon. You see an increase around Halloween, then, of course, Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I'm hoping it's going to be a good year with that. But I got to tell you, I mean, for me, am I going to stand in the lines? Am I going to be am I going to be sitting there, you know, battling, you know, the discounts? No, because I'm finding I could get killer discounts just going online. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Annual report sees adult obesity rates increasing in four states. They say obesity rates have been increasing between 2014 and 2015. Louisiana had the highest adult obesity rate at 36.2%, while Colorado tallied the lowest at 20.2%. They say Kansas and Kentucky also had increases. Overall, the report found that obesity rates now exceed 35% in four states and are above 30% in 25 states and are above 20% in all states. So we have an obesity problem in every single state. Don't go away. We'll break back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Yeah. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in.
1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Fox News is reporting, this is very interesting, why the type of underwear you wear matters to your vagina. So I guess the ladies' pelvic areas can have, unfortunately, different pathologies based on what type of underwear that you wear. According to Alexander Chang, MD, assistant clinical professor in the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA, tells Self, which is the, I guess, news outlet, all right, that the types of undies you choose can contribute to irritation and chafing and worsening pre-existing areas problems to the area. They say certain materials trap and heat moisture, affecting your comfort and the overall balance of good and bad bacteria. Others simply may be uncomfortable and cause skin reactions and chafing. So here is how to select your underwear. They say cotton is what most experts recommend because it doesn't hold moisture in. They say the classic advice when perusing for panties, they say, is to choose cotton over anything else. I think mine are burlap. They say generally cotton underwear is recommended since it has a natural moisture wicking and drying effect, and it's cheap, according to Dr. Chang. Silk is more expensive, and some lacy cuts could be irritating. So chances are cotton will give you the most comfort for your dollar, which is very important. I don't like buying expensive underwear, honestly. The let me see here. They say other materials that could also prevent moisture can be just, let me see here. What other? Oh, they say they could also be just as effective. And occlusive material will definitely affect the microclimate. So latex rubber underwear, panties like the ones that Miley Cyrus wore, not the best idea for an extended period of time. Okay, I didn't know that there was latex rubber underwear that you could wear. When it comes to choosing between cotton or something like polyester or silk, there's no real science on who is a clear winner. They say, in fact, they say underwear made of synthetic materials may be a smarter choice, like Sweaty Betty. Did you know that there was something called that, Sweaty Betty? They say cotton underwear will feel wetter after a workout, so if you are the type of person that sweats a lot, you may be more comfortable in the synthetics made to wick away the moisture. If you are prone to yeast infections or have yeast overgrowth, you need to keep the area dry because yeast thrives in warm and more moist environments. All right, so, but some people could be allergic to the synthetics, so we don't want that either. Okay, and then thongs, they talk about that. Again, doesn't relate to me. They say wearing a thong that is too tight can cause rubbing and irritation. Dr. Gunter reassures that upping for, oh, that's funny. Okay. They say, they call it butt floss. That's ridiculous. It's not good. They say the tighter style will not change the pH or the microclimate, but it could unfortunately cause chafing. Cotton is more comfortable. I'm really a big fan of cotton. I love cotton. And if I could wear my husband's underwear, not his tighty-whities, but his boxer briefs, I really love those. Very, very comfortable. It just, you know, and I think there's even pockets in there, which, you know, it just, it's nice. So, underwear, yeah, you got to pick a right and choose what keeps you dry and feels good on the tushy. Okay, that was very interesting. Thank you, Fox News and Self. That was wonderful. Chronic fatigue syndrome. Chronic fatigue syndrome has been in the news as they say that there's a test, and I apologize because I'm having some issues with the computer, where there's a blood test that may be able to pick up the whether you have chronic fatigue. And so, you know, the big problem that a lot of us have, and I have chronic fatigue, I'm able to still go to work. I'm still able to do everything I do. I just have to sleep. I have to get my naps in on the weekend. I have to make sure I get sleep every day. And if I don't, I'm just tired, all right? And so it's just not good. And I yawn a lot. You never know that because I'm so energetic, but I have chronic fatigue. But there's no way to test that. There's no blood test. And so now they say, even though it affects 2.5 million people in the U.S., there's probably more than have it. And researchers are trying to figure out how they could diagnose and how they could help treat. It's very challenging, according to lead researcher Robert Navio from University of California, San Diego. He says it affects multiple symptoms of the body. Symptoms vary and are common to many other diseases. There's no laboratory test that's diagnostic. Patients may spend tens of thousands of dollars and years trying to get the correct diagnosis. And so myalgic encephalomyelitis is, I guess, the medical term for chronic fatigue syndrome. It's a condition that causes severe fatigue and lasts more than 6 months. During this time, a patient can experience headaches, sleep problems, and memory issues. Women are generally more at risk than men, though it affects both between the ages of 30 and 50. So what they did is they recruited 84 subjects, 45 men and women with chronic fatigue syndrome symptoms, and then they had 39 as a control group. And they took blood samples from each of the volunteers, and they identified 612 metabolites, substances that are produced by cells as they break down, okay? And they observed how they interacted with 63 chemical pathways within the blood plasma. And after they analyzed the differences between the control and the group that had the CSF, the chronic fatigue, they were able to find that those who had chronic fatigue syndrome had abnormalities in 20 of the pathways, and 80% of the studied metabolites had actually dropped. This suggests that those with chronic fatigue syndrome may metabolize much slower than those without it. And so, or there may be like a hibernation type of thing. And so what they're basically looking at cellular metabolic responses. And with that, they may be able to then to do blood tests to actually look at markers. So, it's interesting. And, you know, we still have a lot more of a way to go. But what I like about this is you have people coming in that say they're tired. And they're exhausted. And so the first thing I do is I run a thyroid, and I run a diabetes test, and I run an anemia test. Okay, that's fine. So that all comes back normal. But they're like, look, I'm really tired. Okay, and, you know, something's wrong. Well, whatever said, if somebody says something's wrong, I need to worry about cancer. So I start to go, well, okay, well, I got to look deeper. I got to figure this out. So you start to look deeper, and you start to, you know, evaluate. And you know, you could be doing thousands upon thousands of dollars of testing easy. By the way, these guys are not the first people to find a biomarker. They said back in June there was a team from Cornell University who used biomarkers in the gut bacteria, and they were able to diagnose 87 patients with the condition. So, you know, we still have a long way to go, but it helps, you know, those of us where if we go to the doctor and the doctor says, it's got to be psychological. You know, we're able to say, oh, hell to the no, and that's exactly what we do. We like to say hell to the no. Back to school is here. And unfortunately, many of the kids that were supposed to get their teeth checked and their teeth cleaned didn't do it. So the American Dental Association is giving us some tips. They say schedule the visit ahead of time, such as before school lets out in the spring, so you avoid the late summer rush, which means, and I wouldn't wait till next year because you guys have to go twice a year. Even though, I'm sorry, this article came out today, they say make sure you're teaching your kids to brush at least twice a day. They're going to be eating a lot of crap at school that you aren't supervising. Make sure they floss once a day. I even like water picks. Teach them how to use a water pick if they're over, you know, an age where they can, you know, manage it. Make sure you're helping kids six and under. Don't schedule the checkup for a time when your little one is tired and should be napping. For older kids, don't tack it on to the long at the end of the long, exhausting day. So you want to make sure that the kids are kind of up and not grumpy. If you have more than one child getting a checkup, let your most experienced child go first so the younger one could watch. If the older one starts to cry and throw a fit, you're just plain out screwed. I use a children's dentist here in Las Vegas. They're very, very good, and the kids love them. Make sure your child has a very light snack. You don't want too much so they don't gag. And then don't feel anxious, okay? The kid has to go to the dentist. If the kid's got, you know, cavities, don't threaten that you're going to whoop their butts, okay? It'll all work out. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Don't go away.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees.
We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.